The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Off to Los Angeles now, where an off-duty officer with the LAPD has been arrested after authorities say he shot a man during a camping trip over the weekend. The victim was a fellow officer. 44-year-old Ismael Tamayo was arrested and charged with attempted murder, the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department said. His bail set at $1 million. First court appearance this week. They said they're cooperating with authorities and they're confident, his lawyer said, he'll be confident he'll be cleared of any wrongdoing once the facts are made known. I guess the two off-duty cops were camping and shooting guns during a weekend trip with a third friend. The third person was also an LAPD off-duty supervisor and wasn't injured. The 48-year-old victim was shot in his upper body for reasons still under investigation. All they'll say is something happened in their tent that night.
What happened in the tent?
What is that? That's in the tent at night music?
Snuggling up.
At night. Oh, we're in the tent at night. It feels right.
That's the creepiest song
I've
ever heard.
Yeah.
It's really, I was
uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable too.
Yeah.
I found it highly erotic.
Yeah. In the tent.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's all it could be, right?
I don't want you someone than sharing a tent.
Yeah. I mean, so. Come on, guys. Who wants to sleep with me in my tent?
You want to just be two dudes in a tent?
Not really.
Come on. We'll sleep in our underwear.
Oh, okay.
Take your shirt off.
I'm going to put my gun right here, though.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Never a mind.
Yeah, while they're sleeping in the tent, somebody started to pitch a tent.
Yeah.
It sounds like that's what happened, right? Like,
I think your gun's touching my leg.
That's no gun.
Oh, no.
It's my erection.
We're in the tent tonight.
Stop singing into my ear.
Oh, you're blowing in it now. I'm going to get my gun.
Gentle
what?
Blood.
What?
Creepy, creepy,
just
creepy.
Two dudes in the tent.
Come on.
Dude in the tent. Got a brain.
Yeah.
So they say the events overnight in the tent resulting in a serious injury to our off-duty officer, apparently at the hands of another officer, gives us great concern. This officer has been relieved of his police powers pending the outcome. His lawyer says he served honorably for 21 years in the U.S. military, which included several deployments overseas. He's presently a tenured L.A. police officer. They say they ask that due process be allowed to run its course and the privacy of this man and his family be respected.
It's like a Brokeback Mountain type of scenario, I think. But yeah. The guy wasn't hip to it.
Wasn't into it.
Yeah, or changed his mind.
Probably.
Something.
Mm. Or he's whispering.
Three guys in one tent shooting guns.
Could have been singing the What's Inside Your Butthole song.
Yeah, exactly.
But, okay, justified or not? I guess it's not.
No,
legally,
it's not justified.
Not legally justified.
You know, you don't have to shoot someone in the chest
because
they ran their hand up your leg in the middle of the night in a tent in a sleeping bag you're sharing with another man.
You could just leave. Yeah,
right. Just go.
Yeah,
they don't say where the third person was.
But I will say this: there are some states where you are allowed to shoot someone. If they come on to you like that.
If they touch you?
Yeah, there are.
Is there really?
Yeah, there are.
What states?
That's not Los Angeles.
I don't want to just start naming states because I'm not 100% sure what all of them are. I think the one you could probably guess.
Yeah.
I was going to say, just in Iowa, Texas. Yeah. I think you can guess. No, there is a couple. I think there are a couple states where if someone, say you pick someone up, like a hitchhiker or something, and they made an advance at you, I think you are allowed to meet it with deadly force.
That's bizarre.
Mm-hmm. So right there is the reason you never go camping with Chuck.
Yeah. Blowing your ear.
Or the,
main reason.
Yeah.
Or depending on what you're in for.
Yep.
It's a fire in
you like
pants.
It, then you're all good. But we'll, I guess,
marshmallows.
Find more about this case when it goes through the courts and see exactly what happened. It may not be what we think, but, you know, a guy shoots a guy inside a tent at night, they're camping together.
And they won't say, you know, and, like, that's the thing. Like, the guy's like, something happened. That's all I'm going to say.
I ain't even going to get into it. He touched my back with his wiener. That's all I'll say.
That's uncomfortable for everyone. Wiener touching.
When you're not ready for it.
If he entered him, he can shoot him.
I don't know. If it was
unlawful entry doesn't apply to your
if
PO.
It was like a
that's the weirdest use of unlawful entry. It's like usually used for houses and things.
Yeah.
Unlawful butthole entry.
I've never heard that cited. He's facing one charge of unlawful butthole entry.
Unlawful butthole entry.
You know, I mean, like, if he was being raped by a man, obviously, different. It's a different scenario.
Mm. Yeah.
But if a guy just, like, was coming on to you.
Right.
You're not allowed to blow them pieces.
I don't think so.
No.
Three to the chest is a bit excessive.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shocked that Macaulay Culkin was cast in the upcoming season of American Horror Story. Hmm. But that is the least shocking news. The most shocking news, he's going to do steamy nude sex scenes with Kathy Bates.
Jesus, Macaulay. God damn it.
God, he's really proving his chops. He's proving his chops.
I'm trying to support the kid.
I know.
And then it's just like, dude, don't bang Kathy Bates.
Yeah.
Don't bang Kathy Bates.
Sounds like Kathy Bates hit the jackpot.
Oh, she did.
That's too much art.
The
Kathy
series
Bates
creator
likes to shock people, though.
Ryan Murphy, who created the series, said he called Macaulay to talk to him about it. He said, okay, here's the deal, though. I want you for the show, but I want you to also know there's going to be crazy, erotic nude sex scenes with Kathy Bates.
Erotic.
Yeah.
You got James' attention.
Erotic scenes.
He said
with Kathy
he didn't
Bates.
Pause even a second. He signed right then and there.
Mm. That a boy, Macaulay.
Sometimes it's just your time to be erotic.
He knows how to make his name huge. He's going to do these scenes with Kathy Bates. As we talked about, he's going straight to the top again.
Can't say no to it. What else is he doing?
I know. Yeah. Although I thought he was just not acting. Like, I wasn't sure if he was, you know what I mean? Like, he had pulled himself out.
No, he was doing more just like indie level things.
He did what he wanted.
Yeah.
The roles he wanted.
Just able to do whatever he wants.
Have you guys seen Kathy Bates nude?
She was nude in something recently, right?
She was nude in a bunch. I don't want to do this, but here I go. Kathy
she was
Bates
just
nude
in something.
She in a hot tub or something?
Yeah, about Schmidt with Jack Nicholson.
Them titties hang so low. Them titties hang so low.
Mm. There's the hot tub one.
Ooh. Oh, you guys, look how low they hang.
That's a crazy movie about
them long titties.
But she gets...
She doesn't care. She'll get nude.
You know, yeah, she doesn't care. Good for her.
It's Kathy Bates.
Yeah, she's Kathy
she's
Bates.
But to do a love scene.
With an Nicole erotic. With, which, look at that. Look at the close-up. Look at it.
Yep. That's what they look like older.
Yeah. Nude, erotic, and those things take a long time to film.
There was, I'm thinking of uncomfortable sex scenes, and I know, Andy, you've seen Ozark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't got any uncomfortable sex scenes yet.
Okay, I won't say anything else. Everyone that watched it knows what I'm talking about. It was like, why them?
Yeah, that's crazy.
No!
Yeah, there's some...
So it's that same kind of thing where it's like people you just don't want to see together.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they'll do that sometimes.
You know what? I thought and just looked up Macaulay Culkin for a quick second. They say he's just worth about $16 million. Again, that's a lot of money. But
I thought he was worth more than that, too. But still.
His parents, like, robbed him blind.
Oh, wow.
But He still got quite a bit of money when he was like mm-hmm. grown up or whatever.
And listen, he'll be okay with $15 million, but
yeah.
$15 to $18 million, depending on the estimate. But still, I would have thought he would have had much more.
It's so super hard to get $18 million.
You know what? It is.
It's like so super hard. I've been trying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it is hard.
Kathy Bates hasn't called you?
No. I'll do a sex scene with Kathy Bates.
Would
right
you
now.
Do new erotic sex scenes for $1 million?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
I'd be so nude.
Andy, right so now nude. I'm asking you to sign this contract. You can be in the movie if you do a nude erotic sex scene with Kathy Bates. Sign or not sign.
For $1 million.
$1 million.
All right. It's really only
$1 million.
I'm pushing 40. I mean, what a...
You yeah. just can't pan on your face yeah. doing it. Like, as long as right. your face, because your expressions give it all away, like you're...
Blur me.
You're disgusted by the whole thing.
I'm going to throw
me
up.
From the side and behind.
He would do this throw-up face that...
yeah.
I'm going to need you to get down there and simulate what you do best.
Oh, God. Oh, you're a bastard.
I'm a
you're
going
to send
director.
Him down to Bates well, Bush?
Yeah, I
that's
am.
Way too far.
Yep.
You need $2 million at least for that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I need about
need more
yeah,
money.
$7 million.
All right, coming up, Florida's effed up. What's the new poop record that was just broken in Florida? Let's get to that.
Man, Florida's effed up.
A super constipated Florida reptile has broken the record for the largest mass of feces ever discovered in a living animal relative to its size.
Oh, okay.
So if you put the size of the animal with the amount of poop in it,
right,
it just broke a record.
Alligator pooped another alligator.
Died of an alligator.
It's a chunky, curly-tailed lizard.
How big is this thing?
I'll show it to you here. He was found living outside a pizza joint in Cocoa Beach.
All I've been doing is eating pizza, guys.
He's so fat.
He's I know. Like, I ate a whole pizza and I'm 3 inches long. I'm supposed to eat bags, but my is pizza again. That's me as a lizard.
The innards, they say, were just clogged on a steady diet of pizza. This rotund reptile was discovered near a Cocoa Beach pizza parlor. They thought she was pregnant at first, ready to give birth.
Nope.
But then when they picked her up, they realized it felt like she was full of silly putty.
Don't you poke my belly.
Oh, that hurts.
A CAT scan revealed the lizard was bursting with 22 grams of poop. 80% of its body weight was poop. It is the problem. Largest known feces to body mass ratio recorded in a living animal.
Imagine how much better that lizard felt after.
Did they get it out? Did they get it out?
I don't know. They didn't, I would assume.
I think they got it out.
I
right?
hope they got it out. What's the
I want to see it now.
Here?
I want to see the before and
I
after.
I know I'm a tiny little lizard that lives outside a pizza shop, but I just want to say thank you guys. I feel incredible.
But I do want to go back to that pizza shop, please.
I'd really like to start eating pizza again right away, see if I can go for another record.
They say they were blown away by how little room there was left for all the other organs. Only a tiny space left in the rib cage for the heart, lungs, and liver. You're so right. The relief.
I am full of ass.
Would you believe I've been a little stressed out about it? I was getting stressed out because I felt so full of poop. It was incredible. I guess you learn your lessons when you live outside a pizza shop. And you're a tiny lizard.
You know, the pandemic really stressed me out. I found myself stress eating.
Oh my God, look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Whoa.
You can see in there, it's not that bad, is it? What's going on in there?
God damn it, tell me what you see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
They got it out.
Oh, it would feel so good. The best poop of your life.
Did he make it? I don't think he made it.
Yeah, they made it.
I'm going to go sit in the sun and take a nap.
Is this a picture of the lizard with the poop next to it down below?
Was that the poop out of it down below?
You ever feel like you got poop in your ribs?
That can't be a big, giant piece of poop, is it?
No. not.
I hope not.
That's a healthy one, and that poop.
Oh, that's a regular one?
That
he's like, I'm a healthy boy. I didn't have any sort of problems. Yeah.
This is the one filled with
poor Stanley.
I feel it in my hips. I feel it in my ribs.
Oh, that was the expert. I thought his name was Stanley. I saw Stanley.
Stanley's a great name.
And wasn't that a whole name of that?
Yeah, let's call him Stanley the poop-filled lizard.
Yeah. It's me, Stanley.
Stan, what's that?
I love her taste of Italy.
Stan, it looks like you dropped a ton of weight.
I did. You know what? It was no exercise at all. I just stopped living right outside that pizza shop. And I took a deuce that was life-changing. A deuce that changed me fundamentally as a lizard. My beliefs. Yeah. It threw my belief system upside down. I didn't know what was up, what was down. I didn't know.
Peach, anyway, looking good, Stanley. You're looking great.
Yeah,
man.
Peach is the key to weight loss.
Yeah, that's it. Eat your whole pizza when you weigh 1 ounce. And go from there.
You did sleep a lot. You know, barely moved.
The poop was really wearing me down. It weighed as much as me.
Yeah.
That'd be like me having like 300 pounds worth of.
Oh, my God, huh?
Right, yeah. Which are height.
Yeah. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Florida woman who insisted to cops that she was allowed to go topless while cleaning out her garage in full view of her neighbors in Vero Beach has been arrested for indecent exposure.
72-year-old. What are we talking here?
56. I'll show you her in a second.
Yeah, that's it.
Responding to a 911 call, reference to an exposure of sexual organs, cops spoke with a Vero Beach resident who said that a neighbor who lives across the street exposed her breast. At one point, I guess she bent over and started pounding on her blue recycling bins topless.
Oh, God, I hope
she was having relations with her recycle bin?
I think maybe like drumming. Either that, yeah. Yeah.
She was drumming. Oh, yeah, she wasn't pounding it.
She was like pounding on. Started pounding it, huh?
Jeez.
She was having relations with it.
Like drums. Like, like so getting attention. Like getting attention.
Boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, look at my tits.
Look at me,
tits.
Look at me. Boom. Yeah, okay, got it.
Right?
Yeah.
A little like that.
That's like better. Bongos.
A little better.
Yeah.
Upon confronting her, this woman identified by police as 56-year-old Stephanie Wright, they noticed her tank top was tucked under her breast.
Oh, well.
What does that even mean?
You know what it means.
Like they were, she had popped them out over.
I think she pulled them down and then back. Like
try and give them a little lift.
Yeah. I bet there's not much lift going on.
No.
Grandfather clock.
A cop said, hey, you got to cover up. She said, what? No. I'm in my garage. I do not have to put these away.
Huh.
I'm in my garage. I'm cleaning out my garage. I'm washing my car. The state says I'm allowed to. After explaining to this woman that she was not allowed to be topless if anyone could see her, the deputy said that she does not have an expectation of privacy within an open view of the street and neighbors. She will still not put her tits away.
Uh-oh.
So then she had to be handcuffed.
Yeah.
She was told she was now under arrest for exposure of sexual organs, a misdemeanor. She was released from the county jail after posting $500 bond. A judge ordered her to have no contact with her neighbors. An arraignment is set for June 2nd. Ready to see her?
Yep. I mean, I'm not, but yep.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, my God, in heaven.
She looks like
okay, hold on, hold on.
Whoa, whoa.
Do you, I think I see her boob under that.
I do too, Chuck, right here.
Right down there.
Way low, way
right
sweet.
Right down
low,
there.
Sweet chariot.
I mean, about 1 inch above her belly button?
Yes.
They have like a cape on or something.
Looks like a hair-cutting cape.
Hair-cutting cape. Why yeah. do
they do that now to cut if she has like a shirt with an offensive saying on it or something?
Or maybe she still had her boobies out and they're like, oh, well, you can't take your mugshot with that.
Imagine that. She just doesn't even have a shirt.
She arrested her shirt out of that tank top.
No, you see the t-shirt here.
Oh, okay.
Right? She does have a shirt on. This one, you can see the side of it. But you're right, Chuck. That is, she's not wearing a bra. If that is a boob, like we're thinking.
Which I do think it is.
Mm-hmm. You know what's with this whole quarantine thing and you can't get your hair done? If you already have bad hair, this like doesn't affect you at all.
Right.
Like normal days.
Huh. Yeah, this is just how
she
lives.
Never thought of it that way. Never even thought of that.
Yeah. Bad hair like, rocks on.
God, you know, like one of the interesting twists of fate. But this whole thing is if your hair's a disaster already, just normal.
If you need
a mess,
tighten it up first.
You're fine. This is just like any other day to you.
This is just like regular life.
Because you know her hair is always bad like that. Yeah. That's not quarantine hair. That's everyday life hair.
Yeah. Right. That's her. That's how she rocks it all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. That's her style.
Yep.
Very spooky hair she has.
It's really spooky. Mm.
When they throw a goddamn
it hasn't been caught
whatever they can find on you to cover you up in your mugshot, you know things are bad.
Yeah, I don't think she's missing her salon
like
20 time.
20 years she hasn't cut her hair. It looks
no.
like it's very long. Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't think she does her nails or anything. You know, Lise, she's not taking the time.
No.
She looks like female Babe Ruth.
She oh does.
My God. Oh, my
the
God.
Bambino.
I picture her walking out of the garage, just pointing to the neighbors, you know, like she's calling her shot.
She does look like.
And then starts
like
slamming around the recycling bin with her knockers out.
Yeah. I mean, when if you just look at the face.
Yeah.
Just a
great Bambino.
Yeah. She looks like the great
Salt
Bambino.
The spot. Ooh,
yeah.
That is disturbing.
The Colossus of Clout.
So if you want to see her for yourself, you can go check her out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If this was a hot chick washing her car topless,
no
not a single call would have been made.
No one would have called.
Yeah.
She would have could have continued but, to.
A Karen might have called.
Someone might have called. Yeah. You never know.
So if you want to see topless Babe Ruth, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is where you can find her.
Oh, man. Topless Babe Ruth.
I just picture her with like a big cigar in her mouth.
You know, well, I bet you smoked.
Unbuttoned with her titties out.
Well, can you imagine when her boobs were out and she was pounded out in those recycling bins with them big floppers?
Jesus.
Well, man.
Like? Oh, that's a sight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like that he called them the big floppers. For whatever reason, like the big hopper, like the big floppers.
Yeah. Yeah. Them big floppers.
Well, they would flop. Look at
them. Well, they're hanging down so low that like that long 20-year hair that she has there.
Yeah.
She couldn't cover
it
the
can't
boobs.
Cover it
no.
Cover.
No.
Oh, you're right.
Her 20-year growth of hair cannot go as low as how her boobs are hanging.
That just puts that in perspective for you, how low her boobs hang.
To do that sexy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like an Adam and Eve pose.
Oh, like you put the hair just right over
right,
top
right.
of just the nipples.
Oh, my God. Someone tried doing that with her bush.
She could probably pull it up.
Someone had a great
idea.
I bet her
bush is huge.
Lisa should set up a booth and charge people $5 to tell them the truth about them.
Oh, your hair is, you know, I mean,
so the great. Pandemic isn't really affecting you that much, is it?
That's rude.
Just for the course.
Find out if it's pandemic hair or just your regular
hair.
That's
what you have to ask. Lisa, can you decide, is this pandemic hair or her regular hair? And then we find an old photo.
Hair. Regular hair.
Regular hair. Pandemic hair. Yeah, this is definitely regular hair.
Yeah.
Well, also, I think that people who can't go to the salon, you know, you're still trying your best.
You think she's tried her best?
No, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
She hasn't.
Oh, you're saying
you know what
people
I mean?
That
normally take care of their hair.
Right. Because you have seen, like, remember we looked at Halle Berry? She was on some video and it looked like,
wild hair.
Geez. Yeah. You know, I feel like she's still probably trying.
You go, pandemic hair.
Yeah.
Pandemic hair on this one.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Sometimes it is pandemic hair.
Sure it is. And sometimes it's not.
No.
Sometimes it's just hair.
Yeah.
I'm the showcase showdown on that.
Check it out for yourself, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Remember the story the other day where a guy was busted mooning people at Walmart?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, another mooning crime making headlines this morning. Two deputies are actually recovering from injuries, and a man is behind bars after a bizarre incident unfolded in North Carolina. This happened in Rowan County. According to a release from the sheriff's office there, deputies were called out about 9 in the morning. There was a police chase that ended in eastern Rowan County. Now, as they were investigating that, totally unrelated, a guy came out of his house across the street and began behaving erratically.
Mm.
A few minutes later, the man identified as 29-year-old Stavros Evangelos Ferradinos.
Oh, boy.
Drove down his driveway in a silver 2019 Volkswagen Jetta to his mailbox. So he got in his car and he drove 2 feet to his mailbox.
I do the same thing. Yep. I don't have a long driveway.
Where are you going, Chuck?
Gotta check my mail, Lise. It's right at the end of this.
No, it's right there.
25 feet away.
Okay.
That's too much.
Huh.
About 25, 26 feet away. Oof.
Boom. Get your mail.
And then I got to hang out the door to...
Oh, you don't even get out.
Oh, nothing.
You don't even get out.
No, I don't even get out.
That's the way I check my mail.
I don't even get out.
So he got out of his car. He started singing, flipping the bird. And then he dropped his pants and mooned the cops. And judging from his mugshot, that was a full big moon.
Oh, Stavros. Wow. It was like the super moon that we had this morning.
Whoa. Yeah, that was a nice moon.
It was.
What was that?
Now, this wouldn't
this be. This is not a nice moon.
No.
Look at that big fat son of a bitch.
Okay. Hey, Lise, pandemic hair or normal hair?
Normal hair.
Normal.
Totally normal hair.
I'd love to find an old photo and see if he has majestic hair.
We can find him somewhere.
Oh, my God. So you can check this out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, right, James? We put this up
Absolutely.
You can see this guy's...
This poor guy.
Well, see this guy who mooned them, and then you decide for yourself, pandemic hair or normal hair.
He's got the spock haircut.
He does.
He does have a spock.
He looks like a chubby Latino spock.
He is. If you shaved his eyebrows to point up like Spock's,
that's it.
How dare you all? Spock.
He's chubby Latino Spock.
It's true, Al. Sorry.
I know it is true, but how dare you anyway?
How dare you anyway?
My heart is broken.
Oh, no.
His ass is the final frontier.
Were there any fat Vulcans?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, right? I don't know.
There wasn't really a lot of chubby people on TV back then.
I'd love to see fat Klingons.
Well, there were fat. There were fat Klingons.
Tons
of fat Klingons.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, Klingons were a boozy bunch, right? They would drink.
Oh yeah, blood wine.
Yeah, they'd get bombed.
That's awesome.
They'd eat tons of food. The women would rape the men.
Whoa!
Jeez. Oh goodness,
that was the Klingon stuff.
That's a twist.
Yeah,
it's Al's fantasies you've just tapped into.
I know. Wishes he was number two.
So anyways,
by a Klingon
to this
woman.
Chubby Latino Spock here. He moons the cops when they were like, "Hey, what are you doing?" He said, "Listen, I've been cooped up too long inside because of this corona thing, and I am so sorry. I've just gone a little crazy."
So he's okay. He's in his right mind.
So he still was very logical.
Yeah.
He was.
It's a broken meme.
But then the deputies tried to get some information from him so they could call a family member, but that didn't quite work out. He said, "Just give me a second." As he tried to get back into his car, they're like, "Hey, you can't leave." That led to a physical confrontation between him and the two cops. They shocked him with the taser. Both of them had to pull out their tasers to try and get him under control.
Yeah.
He pooped himself, but he didn't stop.
Oh. No! Wait, did he have his pants back on?
It doesn't say.
I don't know.
Because, you know, he did the moon.
Yeah.
Right,
hopefully
yes.
he pulled his pants back up to get in his car.
Don't you tase me. I got one on deck.
Did it squeeze it right out of him.
I got one on deck.
Every muscle contracted in his body at once and sent that flying.
Able to get into the driver's seat of the Jetta with the two deputies stuck between the open driver's door and the driver's seat.
Yeah.
He was in a Jetta.
Yeah, he was in a Jetta. I don't know how he was in a Jetta, quite frankly.
Pooped in his Jetta.
He began backing his car up then. One cop was dragged about 60 feet. His head ended up hitting the driveway, knocking him unconscious. The other cop's foot was run over, causing an injury. The other two cops that were investigating that chase scene across the street saw what was happening and ran over. One of those cops actually had to shoot at the car, striking the left tire. This guy still drove for another 3.5 miles after that. Finally stopped. The left rear was shredded. During the pursuit, though, he threw drug paraphernalia out of the vehicle and other items, including marijuana. So those two cops that were run over, they were taken to a hospital for treatment. One was released. The other still being evaluated for his head injury.
I bet they wish they would have let this moon go.
Probably.
It wasn't worth all that.
So what you're saying is you got to evaluate a moon.
I don't think they realize it would turn into all this.
No.
Not at all.
This is a
just
lot
a guy
happened.
Flipping them the bird and mooning them, right? You should just let that go.
Like, I don't want to be dragged 60 feet by a car and smash my head on the cement because of
a moon. And then become unconscious.
Because of a moon.
Right.
So this guy now charged with 2 counts of felony assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious bodily injury.
Yeah.
1 count of felony assault with a deadly weapon on a government officer, 2 counts of misdemeanor resist, obstruct and delay, 1 count of felony fleeing to elude arrest, and more. He's being held on a $2 million bond. A simple moon led to a nightmare.
Poop and guns and
look at yourself, man. You pooped in your Jetta.
Pooped in your Jetta.
Terrible, terrible story.
It's insane.
Look at him.
I know. Yeah. You know, I think sometimes, like, there's that guy, you know, the chubby Latino, he's not a female, Spock, is in his basement, and the voices are saying stuff to him.
What's that?
They're talking away. Like, Wendy, the cops are probably going to come for you. And then all of a sudden, next door, he sees the cops.
Right.
You know, and the voices
driving
were
down
right.
his driveway to check his mail.
The voices
the cops were like,
right.
I'm currently being dragged by a big potato in a Jetta.
The door took some damage. Probably just him getting in.
That's how it always was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd probably
how does a man get into a Jetta that's that size?
I don't know.
Especially very carefully.
Yep.
What would an airbag do to him? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't even inflate.
Yeah, it can't. His breasts are pressed right up against the wheel.
How old is
he's got
this guy?
His own airbags. He was young, right?
He looks young.
I think 29 or 30.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 29-year-old.
Can we find and see if Stavros does have anything?
So we can see if it's pandemic hair
see if it's
or regular
pandemic hair.
Hair
or regular
I think that's a great
hair.
Idea.
But also be careful what stones you uncover, because there's some suspicion that he might be mentally challenged.
Oh, okay.
That was what I was wondering.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh,
hair tells you what hair do does lend.
Led you to believe.
So he doesn't have any kind of
challenged hair.
Social media.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
Regular, just everyday hair or pandemic hair. That's the game.
Yeah.
That's it. Cannot find any other. Pictures of him here.
My goodness.
There's a lot of crazies out there, but who knows?
So no social media.
And I looked it up here and nothing came up. Oh, wait, there's
Facebook.
stabbed him.
Everyone has a Facebook.
Is that him?
That's not him.
That is not
definitely
him.
Not
he's
him.
About
that's
to
like
make
a,
out with a chick.
That's like a hot Stavros.
Straight, yeah. Still a virgin. You know,
that's a different a kind of Stavros.
Different kind of Stavros.
Yeah.
He's having a lot of sex. So probably Stavros.
I think I'll make my Facebook background when the chick is about to take me into her mouth.
Stavros says I come in many shapes and sizes.
Yeah, they do.
There's a bigger fat ones that poop in their jettas.
That Stavros is super upset about all this because it's hitting the internet that this guy Stavros with his exact same last name crapped himself and got in a fight with cops.
Like, this is going to really affect all the girls that I name. There is one of us that has a Spock kind of look to him. He got his hair to be like this Vulcan's.
He put a bowl on top of his aim.
Indeed. Just a bowl right across the street. His fat brow.
Oh, man.
It could be pandemic hair.
It could be.
I mean,
be.
It looks freshly cut.
I think it's
cut.
Just grown, and he's just literally trimmed right across the front of it.
Oh, I don't. It's possible. It's a certain haircut.
It looks anything like ancient Caligula hair.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's the story.
It's a certain haircut.
There are two kinds of
Stavros. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, we get you. If you want to see him for yourself, DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Again, he's up there. Someone said, if you guys are wondering how a giant guy gets in a Jetta, watch my 600-pound life.
Oh, somebody has
a Jetta.
Oh, he
has a Jetta, huh?
Jetta. Jettas aren't meant to handle that, I don't think.
I don't think so. No, you should get a Volvo.
Yeah.
Built extra strong. Stronger frame.
Yeah. For sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're off to Australia next, where a naked Australian man had to wrestle a giant python.
Oh, my God.
To save his kitten.
My kitten.
That's so hot.
It's the hottest thing Lisa's heard.
Let me read that sentence again to Lisa.
Yeah, please read it again, Dave.
A naked Australian man.
Yes.
Had to wrestle a giant python to save his kitten.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rip perfection. It right in half with my bare hands. I was pantsless at the time.
He was wrestling his own.
Yeah, he's like, there's two pythons. Oh, I was wrestling my own penis. It was huge.
I'm going to put this out here for a second. What's the most terrifying thing you've had to do naked? This guy had to wrestle a giant python nude. What's the most terrifying thing you've had to do naked? Terrifying. 1-855-954-6969. Toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us 46969. So this guy, Nick Kearns, was sleeping naked in the bedroom of his home. He awoke to the sound of his partner screaming. The problem, he realized, was a giant 9-foot python in his garden attacking his kitten. Coiling its body around the kitten.
Oh, yeah.
Preparing to eat it.
Oh. How'd the kitten get out?
It's a kitten.
Nick, who had completed a snake handling course a few years ago,
of course
sprung into
action. Well, you have to. I think you have to in Australia.
Yeah.
You're going to deal
life.
With them. Yeah.
He said, I jumped up, still naked, ran outside. I just couldn't unwrap that python. While his partner held the tail of the snake, Nick grabbed a hold of the reptile's body and tried to wrestle the cat from its coils. He said, I reckon that cat didn't have very long. I could see it was starting to slow down a bit.
Well, yeah,
I found the center of the coil near where the cat's head would have been. I just put my hand in there and grabbed the head. While Nick managed to rescue the kitten, it wasn't without incident or injury. As he released the grip, the snake turned and sank its fangs right into
his leg.
Right.
Butt cheek?
Hand.
Oh.
Oh, I was like, what? It's Like, was it his wiener? Was it his balls? What is this?
Anaconda got mine.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Their teeth are back.
Yeah, they go angle backwards.
Back, so you can't get out. It's so crazy.
And only after this all calmed down, he realized there was blood everywhere. He said that there was no way I was going to stand by and just let this thing eat my kitten.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes.
So that's the man.
Lisa, I have found him.
Oh, I bet he's not great.
Quite as hot as you think he is.
No.
There he is there.
Dave!
You bust our balls all the time. I'm just loving your tits.
It's my payback.
The cat's alive, though. I care more about the cat than seeing
me
him.
Me too.
A cat was like, get me out of Australia.
Please.
This place
sucks.
This is so bad.
Cat's like, I would have rather the python had his way.
Oh, there's the bite marks on his hand.
It's not too bad. He didn't... It's not too bad.
Kittens. I love a kitten.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, who doesn't like a little kid?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so thankfully he was there and was able to jump up nude and help. Because would have been bad.
That's crazy. This guy needs to sleep with some shorts on, man.
Yeah, he does. Russell's in Tampa. As we ask, what's the most terrifying thing you've had to do naked? Russell joins us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, sir?
Doing okay, thanks. So what happened? Are you there, Russell?
Yes, I'm here. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I was sleeping with this girl named Tamika, and we usually went back to my place, but she said we'd go to her place tonight, even though she told me her brother didn't like me. And but she said he wouldn't be there, and he came home right in the middle of us getting it on, you know, and I had left, ran out the back door without my clothes and had to jump two chain link fences to get away from his pit bull. But I made it back to my car. And I didn't have my keys, so I had to break into it. I had to break my window out of my car to get into it. And I had a spare key in my car, so I was able to drive away. But I never saw her again. I never got my clothes back.
Oh, my God.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn terrifying for sure.
It's just her brother?
Yeah.
Can I get you?
Someone said.
Your own place.
Most terrifying thing he had to do naked? Break up a dog fight.
No.
Neighbor's dog got loose. He said, got into my backyard where my dog was. I had to break it up naked. Luckily, I didn't get bit. When your bits are dangling and something could chomp on them.
I'd tuck them.
You have to Buffalo Bill it?
Dog fight?
Yeah.
Stop it!
My first move is the tuck.
Yeah.
And then I'm like...
Stop these dogs!
Jesus, drugs! Stop it! Can we all just get along?
I've had to break up a dog fight, and I'm telling you, it's terrifying when they are fighting. They you know, you've got this cute dog. You're just like, oh man, he's great. And then a dog attacks him, and then he's like, what, bitch?
Yeah.
And you realize that every dog has a fighter inside of them.
Every dog does.
Yep.
Molly does not.
Well, no.
Molly.
No.
Molly's too sweet.
I just can't even imagine that.
No. No. Not every dog.
Scariest thing this guy has done naked, Kyle texted us. He said, I found my uncle naked. I just got out of the shower. He was talking crap when he was drunk, so we got into it in the yard right in the middle of the day. Oh, two naked men. They're both naked.
Put your clothes on, fellas.
Come on. Take a second.
God damn it.
Someone said, after I finished making love.
Yes.
Bad start.
I stood up to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Got a tissue. It got stuck on my dong. I started laughing until I heard trash cans rumble outside, ran out to see what was up. Turned out just to be a raccoon, but I realized I was standing there nude with the tissue still stuck.
Yeah, it's like he had a little surrender flag.
Yeah.
Most terrifying thing you've done naked, that's what we're talking about. This person, I'm assuming it's a woman, it may not be. I did a photo shoot nude in a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
I look over, and there is a large, scary spider on top of the water. between me and the photographer.
Eli, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm just sailing the high seas. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Didn't know I could float.
Yeah. Just doing Ooh. Spider stuff.
I don't like spiders. I don't want sea spiders.
You got to be careful with your naked photo shoots.
I know. So don't I?
The spiders that are by the water are real creepy, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I flipped that canoe.
Oh, yeah.
Because of a spider.
Someone said I had to run home naked when I was younger after jumping out a window to escape a girl's dad after we got caught having sex. Her dad was a cop. He chased me on foot through the woods for about a mile.
Oh, my God.
Before I lost him.
You're like up in a tree. You're like, see him down there. You're like, oh, my God.
That's when you like roll around in the mud
and do what Arnold Schwarzenegger
style.
That's
what you do. Throw some leaves
on
yourself.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
All right, do it. Come and get me. I'm right here.
Classic film.
Yep. You've designed traps to catch the dad.
Yeah, got
along
it.
The way.
A belong comes out, smashes him in his chest. That was a bit excessive. Sorry, sir.
Yeah. He learned all his traps from Predator.
The most terrifying thing you've had to do naked is the question. The number 1-855-954-6969. Listen to this. So this guy said, in the middle of a busy mall, poop emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Panda Express arrived far ahead of schedule.
Uh-huh.
Always does.
No time, no other choice. Had to use the public mall toilet. So I finish up. No effing toilet paper.
Oop.
So I had to do the pants down dash across what appeared to be the largest bathroom in history. Almost at the finish line, when a guy walks in,
Jesus.
Catches me pantsless, scooping up handfuls of paper towel.
Mm.
I walked by him again in the mall later. It was super awkward. Hey, dude.
Getting some chopping done, huh?
That's a tragedy, really.
Listen, what do you do?
Mud butt scurry.
I think I'd clench my cheeks, pull the pants up, go get my stuff, and come back.
And then deal with the fallout.
Yeah. I wouldn't go pantsless through. I mean, a kid could walk in, anything, right?
Yeah.
You don't want any of that.
It's risky.
It's very risky.
You cannot.
You just gotta look. Toilet paper is a key ingredient, man.
Yeah, like it's the most important thing. Look. Like you look, there's toilet paper, check. You look, hey, there's water in the toilet, check.
Yeah.
Gonna do all the checks.
You know? Hey, there's no poop on the seat.
This guy said was in college in New Hampshire, dead of winter. Fire alarm went off while I was mid-shower in the dorm. Fire got bad, I guess, because the lights went out. Got soap in my eyes, couldn't find my towel, couldn't find the way out.
Why does it hurt so bad?
He said firefighters ended up having to carry him out naked. Oh, no.
They carried him out.
No.
No.
Oh, no. What a day.
No.
No one wants to see that.
Man, you hope that you never get carried by another man.
And he hopes never to have to carry you either.
He's just like, dude, I could have saved hot chicks.
Yeah. But that's his story.
But
huh?
I got this guy.
It's on the front page of the newspaper.
Look at him. He's holding on to him like a baby.
Hero.
I got soap in my eyes. I wish I would have used Johnson and Johnson. I was like, yeah. That stings.
Oh, that's such a bad day for everyone involved. I have to be carried nude from the dorm by a firefighter. Come on.
Never live that down.
No.
No, you never will. All the other students are there, right? They're all seeing you being carried out by a firefighter.
I can't even imagine the feeling of I'm being swept up and carried.
We got you.
I haven't felt that in probably since I was about six, right?
Scooped up.
Like being scooped.
You're right. You don't get scooped a lot.
You don't get scooped. You don't get scooped a lot at full size.
No, you don't.
Big, strong firefighter it would take to scoop me.
Ed's with us in Boston. Ed, the most terrifying thing you've had to do naked?
Oh, I think we lost him.
We lost him.
What happened there?
I don't know. He just disappeared. Up the line.
I hope it wasn't me. I just clicked him on. Sorry, Ed, if you're there. My apologies. Yeah. This one, when I was younger, I didn't know where my underwear was. So I ran through the resort's mini putt to find my dad.
Huh.
He screamed at me to get... I guess you're really young, I guess.
Yeah, like you're super young.
He was like a little kid.
Yeah, little kid. Not like...
Can't find my underwears anywhere. where's my dad?
This one, my coworker said when he was 23, after 6 months living in a new place with a large window in the shower, a neighbor leaves a note on his door that says, "We can see everything you do in the shower.
Oh, God.
The window's frosted, but the silhouette tells us everything."
Mm. Oh, stop boy. Looking. You see a shadow just...
Jerk.
Terrible.
Yeah. Terrible thing to realize.
My jerk silhouette would be just so sad. Just a sad fat man in a shower.
Swimming in my girlfriend's pool. Swimming in my girlfriend's pool by myself, just her mom home. I lost sight of a spider. Then I felt it go up my ass. I took all my clothes off and ran across the yard naked. Finally had to hide behind a shed so the mom wouldn't see me.
Weird. Another thing I don't ever want to feel.
A spider go up your ass?
No. Yeah,
I don't want to live after a spider. My ass. I can't psychologically deal with that. I'd be like, why is that? Why did that happen to me?
Well, because I'd be like, did I get him?
Or is he living in there? Laying eggs.
Yeah.
Laying eggs in my ass.
Oh, my God. Ass spiders. Jesus. Little baby ass
spiders. I didn't want to think of that.
That's a horror movie for you.
Little baby ass spiders. Tom's with us next. So, Tom, most terrifying thing you've had to do naked?
I fought a house fire. Totally naked.
Mm. What ended up happening?
I had a spontaneous combustion in the vacuum cleaner bag. We didn't find that out till later. And then it was 3 o'clock in the morning. House was on fire. My fiance at the time got her out, got my future stepdaughter out, and my dog Kicker, he was still in the house, so I went back in to get the dog, but at that time the dog already ran out of the house. So then I ran back out of the house, grabbed the hose, and it was November 7th, so the it was cold out, a little bit of snow on the ground. I ran back in the house with the hose and I started fighting the fire. And then the smoke got to me, and then I hit the ground, crawled out, and by that time it was a volunteer fireman out there in Marine City. So I was outside. I kicked the window in, stuck the holes, because I had a bunch of animal mounts that I was trying to save on top of, everybody else I already saved.
Yeah.
And then the volunteer fireman showed up, and he was putting his boots on, and that was the last thing I remember.
Oh, you passed out.
Passed right out.
I passed out on the lawn, and then the next thing I knew, I woke up in the ambulance a couple hours later.
Well, you were scooped up by a firefighter, too.
Yeah,
that's two naked men listening to the show that had been scooped up by a firefighter.
I was scooped up by a firefighter, and then I was known as the naked volunteer fireman of Marine City.
Yeah.
After that.
Dude, you're a naked hero.
Yeah.
That was a naked hero. You got it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in, man.
And then the dog ran back in the house while I was in the ambulance and the fireman rescued the dog.
Well, yeah, so he gets his photo and looking sweet.
Yeah.
He's got his dog, saving the dog. Yeah.
Very well
good
done.
For him.
Yep.
Glad you guys are okay, Tom. Thanks for listening, dude. See ya.
Hey, thank you.
You think that firefighters would tell you, one thing they never tell you before you get into this industry is how many naked men you're going to
scoop up
and carry out.
Yep. Part of the,
scoop a lot of naked men.
You're going to scoop a lot of nude men.
I bet you do. I bet you scoop way more naked dudes than you ever thought.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Huh.
They don't tell you.
Scooping.
You probably scoop more naked dudes than you ever would naked women.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right. I'll have to ask my buddy who's a firefighter about that. How many naked dudes have you scooped?
Yeah.
Weird question, but we'll get to the bottom.
Ask him also how many naked chicks he's scooped, because I bet it's a very large number.
This person said, working at a psychiatric hospital, me and several other guys had to physically detain a violent patient. Well, during the scuffle, my scrub pants were pulled down.
Mm.
Couldn't release my hold on the patient. But when I turned, I saw several nurses that I worked with for years just staring at my stuff.
Mm.
Those scrubs, they come down easy.
Yeah,
they seem to.
You're right. The underwear shouldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
Free-balling. Yeah, you might
shouldn't be doing that.
Well, if they were staring, then
it's probably fine. Huh?
Yeah,
he's probably right. Fine.
It's all good.
If I turn around, people are laughing.
Look at it. Mm. Someone said, I chased a peeping Tom out of the yard with a 12-gauge shotgun while fully naked. Got a couple of warning shots off.
You shot?
Mm. Yeah, he fired.
That's a wild thing, firing a gun naked.
I could have turned on that peeping Tom.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I like that.
So dangerous.
I'm looking at him, I'm liking.
And one more here. Back when I was in prison, one of my first few months, I was in the shower. I'm a 5'5" white dude.
Oh, this is a bad start.
Yeah.
This 6'6" black guy comes in and says, hey, let me holler at you.
Oh, no.
Can we wait till after the shower?
I don't like hollering.
Maybe. I say, there's actually no need to holler at me in the shower. I say, anything you need to say to me, we can say outside.
Yeah.
He took that offensively and started to square up.
Oh, boy.
God damn it.
I was terrified I was going to have to fight this guy while we were both naked. Then if I lost the fight, what happens next?
You know.
Well, I walked quickly past him, scurried into the drying area, and put all my clothes on while I was still soaking wet and soapy. But I made it out.
You'd have to fight his wiener like a punching bag.
Oh, my God.
5'5" versus that.
I was messing with him.
Dip, 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 dip.
No need to holler. Goodness.
Yeah.
No need to holler right now. This is poor timing for me.
I can hear you.
You can holler at me when we're back out of the shower.
Yeah.
Dry and fully clothed.
I don't holler in showers. I don't holler in showers.
I'm not big on shower hollering.
No.
And this person, the firefighter, reached out. He said, I'd have to say, conservatively, 10% of the people we run on are naked.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of scoops. A lot of naked scoops.
Scooping nude men constantly.
Constantly scooping nude men out of places. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.